Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The UN Security Council has agreed to start work immediately on drawing up new sanctions against North Korea, following its claim to have tested a hydrogen bomb. There's scepticism that Pyongyang's latest nuclear test, the fourth in a decade, was powerful enough to have been a hydrogen device. From Washington, here's Aline McBall.
The White House says initial analysis is not consistent with the North Korean claims it tested a hydrogen bomb. Nevertheless, its condemnation of whatever nuclear test might have taken place was unequivocal. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting where members said Pyongyang had threatened world peace. The council resolved to come up with strong measures to deter North Korea in the future.
The governor of California, Jerry Brown, has declared a state of emergency in response to a major methane gas leak that has forced thousands of people from their homes on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Peter Bowes reports from LA.
The natural gas leak has been going on since October. It stems from a vast underground storage field in Porter Ranch on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Local people have complained about headaches, nausea, vomiting and dizziness, although health officials have said the gas is not toxic. According to the Southern California Gas Company, which owns the storage facility, the leak has been traced to a steel pipeline more than 1,000 meters under the ground.
The U.S. Defense Department says that two Yemeni detainees held in its prison facility in Guantanamo have been transferred to Ghana. They're the first Guantanamo inmates to be relocated to sub-Saharan Africa. Anne Bosby reports.
The Pentagon said one detainee, Khalid al-Dahoubi, was approved for release 10 years ago, and the other, Mahmoud Omar bin Atef, in 2009. But they couldn't leave until a stable country was found to receive them. Although neither man has ever been charged with any crime, they aren't allowed to return to Yemen. The foreign ministry in Ghana said that at the request of the US government, it had agreed to take in the men for a period of 2 years. It said their activities would be monitored.
Officials in Libya say shelling by Islamic State militia of two main oil terminals has sparked fires that have spread to giant storage tanks. Fires are said to be raging in Al-Sidra and Ras Lanuf near the city of Benghazi. Libya's national oil company said 10 security guards have been killed and 40 injured since Monday. The man accused of buying the guns used in the deadly shooting in San Bernardino in California last month has pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges. 14 people were killed in the attack on a social center by Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik. Enrique Martinez was a friend of Farouk and a Muslim convert. The FBI says he admitted planning other mass shootings with Farouk, but never carried them out. He faces up to 50 years in prison if convicted. World News for BBC. Qatar has become the latest country to show its support for Saudi Arabia in its dispute with Iran by withdrawing its ambassador to Tehran. Kuwait, Bahrain, Sudan and Djibouti have already cut or reduced their diplomatic ties with Iran in the continuing fallout from the Saudis' execution of a prominent Shia cleric. This was followed by a violent protest against the Saudi embassy in the Iranian capital. The World Bank has said that there will be global economic growth this year, but has forecast that it will be modest and held back by weakness in many emerging economies. Franziska Ohnsorger is one of the authors of the World Bank report.
This is the key risk to global growth in 2016, in our view, that a number of emerging markets, not just one, but a number of large emerging markets, slow at the same time. And we estimate, for example, that a 1 percentage point decline in BRICS growth will slow growth in other emerging markets by 0.8 percentage points and possibly global growth by 0.4 percentage points.
During its first full session in control of the Venezuelan Congress, the opposition has defied the Supreme Court, swearing in three of its members suspended for alleged election irregularities. The move gives the opposition a two-thirds majority, which could eventually clear the way for a referendum on whether the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, should remain in office. The president of Haiti, Michel Martelly, has said his country's delayed presidential runoff election will now take place on January the 24th. It was postponed last month to allow investigations into alleged vote rigging in October's first round, which gave the lead to the government-backed candidate. The video streaming site Netflix says it's now available in nearly every country in the world. The firm announced it has switched on its service in 190 countries, including India, but not China. BBC News.